Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting fourth. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Earl Williams. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Enos Cavill. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting second. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting third. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Ellis. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Laron Lee. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Fritz Peterson. And now, play ball. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lee. Bellinger reaches second base with a double. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bellinger moves to third. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy bunts towards first. Williams scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Duffy for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a fly ball into right field. Cavill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peterson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bellinger hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Duncan. The throw from Echeverry and he is out, Bellinger applying the tag. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0-for-1 in the game. Gritch hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive towards third. Bell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy hits a line drive towards third. Robinson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-1 in the game. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cabell hits a line drive towards first. Ellis catches it and steps on first to double up Baylor. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 1 in the game. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellis hits a fly ball into right field. Cabell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gritch reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0 for 1 in the game. Echeverrin is called out on strikes. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Duncan strikes out. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0 for 2 in the game. Gritch hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 2 in the game. Duffy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 2 in the game. Gamble bunts towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 2 in the game. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gamble moves to second. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 2 in the game. Spikes strikes out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 2 in the game. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0 for 2 in the game. Cabell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1 to nothing, Orioles. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry is 0 for 2 in the game. Echeverry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brouwer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bellinger bunts towards the mound. Peterson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Laron Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 2 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Duncan hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rusty Torres now playing left field. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 3 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Hendrick. Blair reaches second base with a double. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0 for 3 in the game. Gritch hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blair moves to third. One out. Tom Buskey now pitching. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blair tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2 to nothing, Orioles. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Remy Hermoso pinch hits for Jack Brouwer. Remy Hermoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermoso hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rico Cardi pinch hits for Oscar Gamble. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.